Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
The future of Europe, with or without the Constitution.
Welcome to Liverpool in the northwest of England, and this week's Youth in Europe discussion coming from John Moores University in the heart of the city. Liverpool grew wealthy thanks to imperial commerce. With the end of the British Empire in the post-war years, the city entered a long period of economic decline. Recently, the city has started to grow again economically. Last year, Liverpool was chosen to be the European Capital of Culture in 2008. I'm Liz Hope, and I'll be finding out what young people in Liverpool think of the European Union and the European Constitution. Pete, do you think the EU has helped Liverpool?
I think so. A lot of the developments in the city have been paid for from EU urban regeneration funds. Mm. Albert Dock, the original port area, has been redeveloped. There's the National Maritime Museum, the Tate Art Gallery, and the Beatles Museum. That's my favourite. Anyway, they're all there, and a lot of Liverpoolians and visitors from outside the city go there. It's great. Before, there was just nothing there.
OK, so you think the EU has been good to Liverpool?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What about the European Constitution?
Well, to be honest, I don't know much about it. I know last year they voted against it in France and Belgium. Was it Belgium?
The Netherlands.
Yes, that's it, the Netherlands. Mm. Well, what does it change anyway, the Constitution? I mean, we're in the EU now, aren't we? I can't see it making much difference to things.
OK, thanks, Pete. Jackie, what does the EU mean to you?
Well, not a lot, really. Like Pete says, I like going to the Albert Dock, and the Year of Culture should be good for the city and fun too, I hope.
Mm. And the Constitution?
To be honest, it means nothing to me at all. I know absolutely nothing about it. How are you supposed to find out about it? Mm. How can it affect my life here? I just want to get a job when I finish my course next year. Mm.
So you're not interested in what Europe's going to be like in the future?
A bit, I suppose. If it's successful, I guess that might make it easier to get a job. What do we need a constitution for? I mean, the whole EU is working now without one, isn't it?
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.